when you've been on championship teams
twice,
right? You recognize another champion. Like, you recognize another champion. You can see it. People need to understand that I don't work out to look good.
No. Tell them the real purpose.
Jason, nothing makes me happier than eating.
Josh Allen. I mean, he's front runner for MVP.
Yeah.
I mean, he's on a three-game streak right now where they have adjusted on offense. They have an identity, and you know what it is, but can you stop it? My brethren.
Yes, sir.
Osi Umenyora.
I like the way you said that, man.
Because I say it with such conviction and funk and effort.
Yeah.
And I have to say something else with effort.
Okay.
I can't wait till you get your new Lazy Boy chair.
You excited about it?
Yeah, I can't wait till you see this one, too. They got us some new ones.
Will my nephew be able to break this new one?
Because no. But the ones that are going to be in here, you're going to like.
Really?
Yeah, you're going to like how it looks.
Okay.
I'm going to be real with you.
I can't wait to see him.
All right.
Because my nephew broke the other
one. Yeah, so.
He broke the other one.
Wasn't you.
And I wasn't.
No. Me. Shout out to Lazy Boy. We appreciate all the love and the sponsorship. But it's been a long week, man.
Yeah, it has. But I need to tell you something.
Please tell me.
I need to tell you something.
Talk to me.
You see, I was in the gym this morning.
What time?
It was 6:15.
Wait. What time did you leave your house?
5:45.
You bounced back from the weekend.
Yeah, I did. But I don't know. I don't know how I feel about what happened to me in the gym today.
Okay. Right?
Because I have a 7 o'clock class that I was taking. So I got there early, and so I went on the treadmill, right? And on the treadmill, I put the incline up.
Okay.
You know, and I'm walking.
Your technique.
So I'm doing that, right? And a trainer comes up to me. And I guess maybe he had seen the reason behind why you do the incline walk.
Yep.
Right? It's supposed to, you know, burn fat.
Yep.
And so he comes up to me and he's like, oh, incline work, you're going to burn all that fat.
You like, look at me, bro. What you talking about? Is this directed towards me or the process?
I was like, what do you, I didn't know how.
Is this
to,
motivation?
Yeah, I didn't know how to, because he said, you're going to burn all that,
he scanned you. That's, how did you respond?
I looked and I couldn't quite process what was going on because, you know, I think I'm okay. You know, I think I'm all right. He didn't have to say, you're going to burn all that.
Did he scan you?
He walked up to me and he's like, oh, the incline walk, you're going to burn all that fat. He messed me up for the whole day, J-Bell. I thought I was doing all right, bro.
Hey, man, trainers got to think like, how much do you motivate, right?
Yeah,
you got to be careful because he trying to motivate you on you're doing the right thing, but it was disrespectful.
Extremely disrespectful.
It's like, come on, man.
Yeah.
Don't make me feel like that.
All of it. You're going to burn all.
You looked at yourself. Did you scan yourself?
How much fat do I have on me, man? Sheesh. I know I had some chocolate last night, but I didn't think
man,
it showed
are you
up
in
immediately.
My life?
You know?
Oh, man. I tell
ridiculous.
You, man, I'm still not going to let you go that fast on how you recovered so quick from this weekend and you were up that early. I was up that early, but it was just school run, things.
Mm-hmm.
But to get a workout in like that?
Yeah.
You had a long day on Sunday, my friend.
Yeah, I did have a long day, but I think most importantly is, and people need to understand that I don't work out to look good.
No. Tell them the real purpose.
I love to eat. I like, Jason, nothing makes me happier than eating. Absolutely nothing.
Tell the people right now about your how you bounce in Camden.
Tell
because you've invited me.
Yeah, I invited
we're gonna
you.
Do this. Go through at least three of them.
No,
right
I'll give you the whole rundown.
Okay, rundown.
I'll give you the whole rundown.
Okay. So you starve yourself all
just till 4.
Okay, till 4.
Till 4 p.m.
Boom. Right? And then tell me and what you
but
did.
You gotta understand on Sundays, which is when I usually go, the place is only open till 6.
Okay.
So right? Yeah. So I do it intentionally.
You got a 2-hour window.
A 2-hour window, J-Bell. And I'm talking about we go to the Camden Market, me and my wife. My wife is a glutton just like me. Right. She's gluttonous.
Shout out to Layla.
I absolutely love her. Like, I'm married. I married the perfect person.
It worked out.
The perfect person. So we go, 4 o'clock, boom. So as soon as they drop us off, and as soon as they drop us off, right, at it's the mouth of Camden, right? It's what it's called, the mouth of Camden Market.
I like how your hands
you see how excited I am? Jason, I love food, man.
You don't get this excited for nothing.
Oh, my goodness, for nothing, food. I live for it. So boom, I walk in. As soon as I walk in, just like this, there's a stall there, because it's all food stalls, right?
Yep.
First stall there is French fries with Polish sausage. Now, these French fries are incredible. They're like, they're fried to perfection. Like, they're so, so crispy, right?
With Polish sausage.
Polish sausage. Mm. Nice sausage. Boom. And they cut it up for you. Boom. Like, do you want some ketchup or mustard? I'm like, yes, please.
Stop it. Why do you move your head like
plate.
That?
It's a big plate like this, J-Bell. And I'm looking, I'm so excited.
Yes, please.
Mind you, I haven't eaten now. No. So that's the first thing I put in my, boom. So fries, me and my wife, she's just
y'all just standing in. Or
standing. We stand. Oh, wow. We stand right there by the stall. Okay. But then because we're blocking the people, the man is like, hey, can you guys move can you move to the side, please?
You're so excited.
Boom. Yeah. So we move over there.
Oh god.
So as we're walking, we're eating, boom, 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 boom. We go straight to the donut place.
Okay.
Right after. Now the donut place, they have these big, I'm talking about like massive, dense donuts.
Ooh.
So Layla doesn't like the donuts.
Okay.
So I get
fries
one.
Fries to the donut.
Straight to the donut. I get the donut. I polish that off. Then from there, straight to the crepe. You know what crepes are?
Oh yeah, yeah.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. So it's a creperie. I think that's what it's called.
Okay.
And it's maybe like a minute walk away from the donut place.
Okay.
So we go there. The man is just, he's sauteing that crepe, bro. Then he fills it with Nutella. And then he gets the banana and he chops it up. Boom, 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 boom. Then he puts it in the crepe. So we eat that. And then from there, we go straight to the pasta place. And that's a pasta place where they put the pasta in like a cheese wheel.
Oh,
and
so I've seen that.
Oh, yeah. So we get the pasta. And then he's like, do you want some truffle? I'm like, yes, please. And then he shaves the truffle on my pasta. And then from there, another 2-minute walk, boom, there's a double bacon cheeseburger place. And this is where Layla goes ham at the double bacon cheeseburger place.
Okay.
And they're like, do you want fries? I'm like, I don't want any fries. But Layla's like, yes, please. And they give the fries. And so we eat all of that, right? And then to top it off, as we're walking out, is an ice cream place.
Oh,
and so we get the big ice cream, and it comes with like cotton candy all around it. So it's like a big ice cream, and they wrap the cotton candy all around. And so you gotta eat the cotton candy to get to the ice cream. And by this time, we are bouncing off the walls, J-Bell. We are bouncing off the walls.
Kid.
Oh my goodness. And then you walk right out, and then 4 to 6, done. That's our Camden day. And it's the same thing every time, J-Bell.
Okay, I got two things to say.
Yeah.
First of all, our listeners know, I've talked about this. You need your own cookbook or cooking show.
Yeah, you said
that. Because the way you describe food, I was there.
Were you happy, though?
I was happy.
Yeah.
And I had several thoughts. First was, I know how calculated you are on your moves.
Yeah.
In life and everything.
Mm.
You had this down to a science.
Right.
Okay? even the timing from, I'm here, the walk, you knew how long you were probably going to be in line for you to digest or break down the current food in your stomach to get to the next episode.
Yeah.
You did, didn't
you? Yeah, I did. It's all time to perfection.
Which is fascinating, and I enjoyed. But I need you to do another thing. You've just made another business, or you've made another T-shirt.
Okay.
You got to roll in there next time with a shirt that says, yes, please.
Yes, please.
That's it.
When people see the T-shirt, they'll know.
You know what I mean?
Yes, please.
We know what
you don't even have to ask, do I?
Yes.
Yes, please.
Please.
I like that, J-Bell.
It's fresh.
You're a marketing genius.
I can sell anything.
You're a marketing genius,
I sell financial products, so of course, you know, you got to make it up as you go. Shout out.
Speaking of marketing geniuses, you're going to enjoy this, man.
Yeah.
I don't know if I sent it to you. Did I send it to you? I saw it on Instagram, and it was a guy, and he was talking about Nike, right?
Okay.
And he said,
I think you did.
If you went to a hotel made by Nike, you would know exactly what to expect from a Nike hotel. Like, you can kind of picture.
Okay, yeah.
Right?
Yeah, you could.
You could kind of picture what it would look like.
I can see the colors right now.
Right?
I see like the Air Max funky colors.
Yeah,
you know?
you kind of picture it, right?
Yeah.
But then if he was like, if Hyatt made a sneaker, you'd have no clue what that sneaker would be like.
It would be like a brown, dingy loafer.
Right. So
his with thing, no soul.
Right. You'd be like, I don't get it.
No,
right?
I know. I mean, yeah, you're right.
So he was like, Nike is a brand.
It is.
Whereas Hyatt is just like a symbol, basically. It's like a logo.
I understand that clearly.
Because I can picture a Nike hotel, even though they don't do hotels.
I think by starting with picture a Nike hotel and thinking a Nike hotel, but being able to see something in my mind's eye and it made sense, that when you talk about a Hyatt, I couldn't see it, or I had to convince myself on what it looked like. All I saw, bro, was the lobby when you come in.
Right, like you walk into a Hyatt,
yeah,
right.
That's what I saw, but that's not what I was... That's not
a Hyatt shoe.
Right. Like, you just like, I can't even envision it.
Mm.
That's fascinating, because you think about, when you think about like our sport, and you think about teams and you think about success and all that, you know, regardless of how a team is playing, if you got that dude, if you got that thing, you're going to watch.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have like, if you're not great as like we win and we're in the final rounds, you gotta have a brand.
Yes.
And the brand isn't the squad. It isn't the team, meaning, you know, you're the New York Giants.
Mm.
It's the players.
It's the players, the identity of the players.
It's
basically.
The identity of the players now takes over.
Mm.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. 100%.
I just thought about that. And I mean, because you can go and say, I'm gonna go watch this team play, but you really like, I want to go watch this guy play. Mm. I want to watch this person play.
Mm-hmm. So speaking of that, as I was walking in, I saw the NFL UK boss, Henry.
Yep.
And Henry Hodgson is a Miami Dolphins fan.
He is.
Loves the Miami Dolphins.
Big
Miami Dolphins fan.
Big time.
So Henry obviously was at this game this past week. And so he walked in before we did our.
I know what you're. Are you gonna?
Oh yeah.
I have it written down, bro.
Oh, yeah. Oh yeah. So Henry's my guy. Henry's is like, I think you're wrong about the Miami Dolphins, right? Because he watched the show,
mm-hmm.
and on the show I was like, this team doesn't pass my smell test.
Which is scary. Whenever you say that, historically, it's scary.
Right.
It's always right.
I haven't been wrong.
No, you haven't.
No. The smell test is a very, very, it's a very easy thing, right? But it comes from experience, right? And it comes from, and I hate to say this, but when you've been on championship teams.
Twice.
Right? You recognize another champion. Like, you recognize another champion. You can see it, right?
Absolutely.
There are certain things that championship teams have. They all have them in common. All of them. And so a lot of times I can't even like, put it into words. If you were to
That's
ask
what
me,
I was going to ask you. Like, do you have any components that make up this mechanism?
I couldn't put it into words. It's just, as I'm sitting there and I'm watching the games and I'm watching the way a team plays, sometimes you see, no matter how many points they're scoring, no matter what they're doing, you see a softness there.
Mm.
You see it. You be like, you know.
You always say that.
It has like a little soft underbelly here, right?
We laugh about it. You always say it, but it is true.
And so when it comes to gut check time, when it comes to the point where all that razzle dazzle and all that stuff, once they shut that down, which inevitably they always do, right? Do you have the fortitude to be like, okay, now let's see if my players are better than yours. Let's see if we're going to be able to just run the ball down your throat, no trickeration. Is my guy going to be able to make all the throws? Is my defense going to be able to get after your quarterback, stop the run? Are all these things going to be able to happen? Now, if a team doesn't have the horses to be able to do that, I'm going to say this team can't win. No matter what has happened before, no matter all the stuff that goes on, I'm going to be like, this team cannot win when it counts. Because the teams that are there at the very, very end, no matter what they're able to do, no matter all the tricks, yep, all the schemes, at the end of the day, if all else fails, they're going to be like, you know what? I'm going to run this ball down your throats. right?
Right.
I'm going to stop this run. You're not going to be able to stop my pass rushes. Mm-hmm. They're going to be able to do that. And if you can't do that, at the end of the day, you can't win. So for everybody watching, that's all the smell test is. No matter what's going on, J-Bell,
yeah.
All you have to do is look there and be like, hey, can this team really punch another team in the mouth? If the answer to you is no, write them off, J-Bell. They're not going to win in the long run.
You make a very, very, very good, strong point. And it's almost the magnificence of your ability to break things down is it becomes so simple. And you said, when we talk about when you got to run or you got to punch somebody in the mouth, can you do it? It's when they know you're going to throw, can you throw? When you know you're going to run, can you run? When we know, can you still impose your will? And in this game, the Bills beating the Dolphins 48-20, you talk about championship rounds. You have a head coach, defensive coordinator, Sean McDermott, and we talk about his ability. He got that job because he can call defense. Mm. And you saw the way the linebackers played in the game. They gained depth. They took away what he wants to do. They took away the deep intermediate throws. Mm. They say, we are not going to let you do this, and we're going to, you know, this is not going to happen. That's the later rounds, to your point. You're going to win games. Mm. You're going to be good, but we're talking championship. That's what you're talking about. And you said that in the smell test. You talking about championship football. And you were spot on. Because in that situation where you got to play against that kind of team that has that kind of skill and coaching, there you are. Josh Allen. I mean, he's front runner for MVP.
Yeah.
I mean, he's on a three-game streak right now where they have adjusted on offense. They have shifted. They have an identity, and you know what it is, but can you stop it? Mm. To your point, that's championship ball. And it was so amazing when that happened because I wrote it down. I said smell test because you called it, and I was on the other side of it because I was like, they got this, they got that. And you just said, I'm just telling you. I don't know what to tell you, J-Bell. This is what I seen. This is what I know. And you were right. Long season, they can adjust, but we will see. Good call by you.
You know, the issue that I'm going to tell you the real problem with it. And this is why when I say those things, people will immediately, you kind of dismiss it, right? It's because I can't fully explain it.
It's a feeling.
Yeah.
But this is the game.
Yeah.
We talk
I can't
about-
fully explain it.
And I want you to continue. Sorry to cut you off, but I think this is a great point you're making. We know we talk about the feel of a game and how some coaches can feel the game.
Mm-hmm.
You feel the game you're calling. There's plays, there's things, but it's feel. It's, man, I don't know what I'm seeing, but OC is killing that dude.
Yeah.
I don't know why.
But this is what's going
this on. This is what's happening. And I can feel it's getting stronger. Mm. So we're going to let him eat, right? That's what coaches do in the moment. And then they watch the tape, and then they can diagnose what they thought they felt.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's pretty much all it is, Jason. And so it seems contrary to what is what you're watching with your eyes. It's contrary to it because you're seeing all this. You're like, What is he talking
There's
about?
There's no way. Look how explosive they are. How do you slow this down?
It's like there's like an underbelly there that, like, when you've been in that, then you just know it. And you'd be like, something going on here. That's all.
Something else you were spot on about. So I was thinking the other day, I like when you're right.
Mm.
Because you'll put yourself out there.
Yeah.
You'll say things that they're not controversial. They're just, you're not following. You're not following the wave.
Mm.
Like, if there's a wave coming,
yeah.
People ride the wave.
Yeah.
You will run dead speed towards it and run through it.
Yeah.
Just because that's who you are. And you like that. And I like to follow you sometimes, but then I get scared.
Yeah.
Because it's cold out there.
It's cold. It is.
It's cold and it gets deep.
Yeah. It's,
and then if you swim out too far, I'm like, Jose,
you just drown.
Jose, come back.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I do.
Like, I need
you.
A little,
I'll
go with you.
Yeah.
But I need a little raft.
Yeah.
So. I like to congratulate you on things.
All right.
There's something you said, and I want to have this discussion. And I love the NFL.
Mm.
I love it. I love everything about it. I love the entertainment element now, and I love how we're leaning into it being just, let's It's not about all the X's and O's, which we love and break it down, but it's about the stories, right? Before we get into the arena, like what's happening in your life. Oh my goodness, you got to deal with that. Now you got to go play. Cool. I remember you talking about pressure one time driving up to the game, and you looked at people going to the game, all jerseys on, and what did you feel? Remember this conversation. Yes, tell me what you felt.
Just pressure.
Like these people needed you
to perform.
Right.
Yeah. It was crushing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're like, whoa, this is not, this is different.
Yeah.
Okay. We're talking about Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
I love it. We're talking about it. We're enjoying it. This is cool. Like I'm all for it. And you told me something. I was like, oh, this is great. This is great. And you said, man, this is different.
Yeah.
He doesn't want all this.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do you mean you like Jay Bell? This is a lot.
Yeah.
It's starting to happen.
Yeah.
It's starting to happen. I don't even want to get into that. Mm. But what I will say is Chiefs 23-20 to the Jets, right? In New York, we know the Chiefs can play down a little bit and whatever. But there's something that NFL teams talk about every single year, and they try to manage it as best as possible because it's the thing that can tear them apart. Outside noise.
Yeah.
Coaches all day. Block it out. Outside noise. We try to focus on this. Now, the outside noise of this, it's great for the league.
Mm-hmm.
It's great for their brands. Is this good for the team?
Horrible. For the team. Horrible. Worst thing that could happen for them. Right? For the league, it's incredible. You get the Swifties.
Yeah.
Get a massive bump in ratings.
Oh, yeah.
People watching, you know, who never even cared about football before. And we know the NFL, once you watch a good game, you're done.
You locked into this. You're like, you're this is entertaining.
Great for
the We got them. You when you come in.
But now you got to deal with the other side. And not only from a team's perspective, from a personal perspective. From a personal perspective. Mm-hmm. And I told you.
You did.
This is going to be a problem, not only for the team, but for them as a couple. See, I've never dated anybody at that level of fame, right? I've dated famous people before.
You've dated some very famous people, and your wife is Miss Universe?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Well, let's just.
But that's like, she's African, so it's different.
But right? Where she's from, it's like that.
It's just like that there.
Yeah.
But the thing about those kind of relationships, and I learned this from the very first woman who I dated that was famous, the very first one.
That's funny that she said the very first one.
The first one.
I can't let you. You just can't.
But I mean.
Sorry. This is a serious conversation.
First one.
That was funny. Yeah. That was hilarious.
It's like there's a myriad. There's a whole bunch of
the
them.
The very
right?
first one.
The very first one.
Okay.
This is what I
Go
learned.
Go back to what you're saying.
This is what I learned.
Okay. Sorry.
Because as a young athlete, right? Even though you're famous and you're relatively famous, it's almost like a status symbol when you're able to date somebody like that. You're like, yeah, listen, I made it. Look, everybody else wants this. This is. And so you want to show that off.
Yeah.
You want to
yeah.
show off your relationship with this particular person.
You like them.
Right? And she was like, listen, I hear what you're saying. But don't do this.
Yeah.
We shouldn't be, because it's going to destroy the relationship.
Yeah.
All the stuff coming in from even things that aren't true, things is going to, you're going to start to hear things, you're going to start to see things, and what we have is so special that once you allow all that outside scrutiny to come in, it's going to destroy this. I was like, whatever, come to the game. All right, she came to the game, had my jersey on, less than a month later, finished.
Wow.
Done.
Wow.
Because yeah, you start to hear, oh, yeah, this and this. You're like, what? What is? Yeah. And then everything starts to come into your head, yeah. And it just can't. It can't.
Yeah.
It can never be the way it was before.
You lose the purity.
You lose it, yeah. Right? Yeah. So a situation like this, where you're talking about the most famous.
Her and Beyonce. That's it.
Right?
That's it, bro.
Your life is no longer your life. And you're already like a rich, famous athlete, right? So you don't, you may think you want, you do not need that. And so your life is no longer your life. The scrutiny, you can't step outside your house. You can't do none of the things that you wanted to do, none of the things you used to do before. All that is over. And I'm talking about not for the next months. If you're with this woman for 10, 15 years, it's going to be like that every day. Can you deal with that?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know that. You know that better than me.
Yeah. In my situation, I wasn't playing and I took a back seat, you know? And
still.
Yeah.
It's like.
It's still. Oh, yeah. Every move. The thing about it, you're just so right, because it's not about people's relationship. They deserve to do whatever they want. We're just tying it back into where they are now as far as he plays for the Kansas City Chiefs. This is a Super Bowl caliber team. He is their best offensive weapon. Three guys on that team that are great.
Mm.
Patrick Mahomes, Travis Kelce, Chris Jones.
Yep.
That's the team. Mm. That's the ballers. And no matter how much we try to say we can handle it all, we hear the noise. We try to block it, we hear the noise. Mm. And when it becomes things that maybe are even made up about you, it wears on you, right?
It wears on you.
It does. Yep. I remember reading something about a teammate of ours, and it was this story. And the story had me involved there with him.
Mm.
And nothing bad about me, but about him. And I was like, it was so well written.
Mm.
It was great. I was like, this never even happened.
Yeah.
Like, this is so false, but yet so detailed, everything. And I was like, wow. Like, it's hard not to believe this. But because if they didn't put my name in it, I would have thought this man did it.
Yeah.
But because my name was, I was around it, I was like, bro, this never even, nothing about this is true. Somebody just wrote it. Now imagine he's having to deal with anybody who has anything to say people are willing to listen. And OC, willing to pay for people to talk.
Jason, you just, so second famous woman I dated.
My hammy almost tightened up. Oh my God, my hamstring almost locked up. I moved too fast.
Second.
That's when you know you're an old athlete. When you can't laugh too hard because stuff starts cramping up.
So J-Bell, the second famous woman I dated.
I'm done. I'm done after this.
Now I had leveled up now.
Yeah, okay. I'm following this because I know, you know your life.
Second favorite.
Okay. Tell the people.
This was a Super Bowl year.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. The heat is on.
Yeah, we're balling. And I'm dating this incredibly famous woman.
Yes.
So we're at practice one day, right? I see all my teammates gathered around a computer, and they're laughing. Right? So they call me over, like, Osi, come over here. I'm walking in because, you know, I'm leaving.
Was it the D-line?
No.
Oh,
everybody on defense.
Oh, geez. They were ready for
it. So I'm leaving, you know, the film room.
Yeah.
So I come out and I look. And they're like, yeah, Osi, we didn't know you got down like this. So I start reading an article. Mm-hmm. And it's just because of what you said,
yep.
Right? Mm-hmm. And I'm reading this article, right? And I'm like, I immediately start laughing. The most ridiculous thing I've ever read about me. About me, J-Bell.
Just made up.
out of nowhere. So, and I'm laughing because to me, I'm like, nobody's going to believe this.
Right. Yeah, yeah. You're like, this
is ridiculous, right?
This isn't true.
So I'm laughing. I'm like, hey. So, you know, I go to practice. I didn't even give it another thought.
Yep.
I come back and I start looking at all the comments.
Oh.
And this is when I stopped looking at comments.
Yeah.
I'm looking. I'm like, oh, they believe this.
They believe this.
You start questioning yourself. I'm like, what about me would make you want to, like, why would you believe, and I'm talking about somebody just out of nowhere. I now have to go, I had to sue Google. I sued Google to get the information of the IP address of who cost me hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Oh, I bet. Because you were, that's another thing. Let's put that in this pot. You're making so much money off of your image at the time.
Can't have this.
No, that's the thing. Yeah. Like, and you see how people will turn, advertisers will turn on a dime now.
Quickly.
Right. So this is costing you hard-earned cash.
Turns out that somebody in a internet cafe in New York just randomly and just put that out there, right? And you have hundreds of thousands of people commenting, believing. And bro, broke my heart, right? But this is a price to pay because now you're out there. You understand what I'm
you're
trying to say?
Out of that, I'm in this bubble of fans that are here because of this sport.
To now a completely different
You're a celebrity.
Level. You're a celebrity.
Which
and
is
people,
a different.
People
they,
are.
They got a different pressure.
They're making up things. They're saying all types of, and you got to deal with that.
Yeah,
that relationship doesn't last. So now, what does this do when I'm dating? It makes you just. Do you see me posting anything?
No. You're so private.
It's because of those lessons.
That's when I got to New York.
Yeah.
I have a question on that. Yeah. How did that? Well, that's the second year I was in New York. You won the Super Bowl that year.
Yeah.
What did that do to you? And you're a really mentally tough dude. Mm. But, like, how did it impact you? Like, did you have to recover from it? Were you able to just put it in your back pocket and keep moving? Like, how did you deal with that?
The only way, and I give my girlfriend at the time credits, the only way I was able to move, because she was like...
Right.
She was like, don't even, like, come on.
And she'd lived it before, probably.
Yeah. Because she was like, this is a joke. Yeah. And didn't even,
yeah,
that was it.
Yeah.
So when I saw her react like that, I was like, you know what?
I have to.
What is this? Yeah.
It's the power of who's around you, man.
Yeah, it's big. It's like, who is, you know?
Yeah.
And so you almost have to shut yourself away from all that type of stuff. It was tough though. I can't even lie. It wasn't that was written. Mm-hmm. It was to me, I just couldn't believe that people believed. And that's when I understood that people want to see, like, if you're doing well, if you're successful,
they want to knock you down.
They want that.
It makes them feel better.
Yeah.
That is the ill of humanity.
Yeah.
Some people, you know, you see it in the media where they build people up, they knock them down, and you're thinking, why? And why do people want to see this? And, you know, listen, when you think about the masses, if people want to see that, they do. And I feel sorry for them,
yeah.
You know, if that makes you happy. But it's the truth.
And it's another reason, and you'll also notice this, I do this a lot. Whenever somebody says something about anybody, my initial reaction is to not believe it.
You are.
It's
like
my
that.
Initial reaction is to be like, let's.
You need hard evidence.
I got your own evidence. And it's just because of, you know, having people just saying all kind. I think people need to understand that people literally just make things up.
They just
tell lies.
They do. For all kind of reasons.
A lot
of times is to get the heat off of them, or make them feel better about a situation they're in.
Yeah.
Like, oh, let me make you. It's a distraction. It's football one-on-one. Let me put all this candy out here because I'm really throwing the ball over here to the left.
Mm-hmm.
But you're going to see a bunch of stuff going on the right, but I'm trying to go this way. you made a point, man, and I kind of want everybody to, if you take anything away from this, man, really, and you said this and you went over it quickly, but I've seen you do that, and I've used you as this person in my life where it's really important that we all face challenges. We all go through things. We're talking about a situation where, you know, Travis Kelce, he's balling. He's the man. But I feel for him. Mm-hmm. You know, I this is coming from a man. Dang, bro. Yeah. You know? Yeah. Oh, like I'd be in the locker room like, oh, yeah. man, you know, I love what's happening, but I just don't want you to get no heat. Like, just you all right? You know, it's cool. But regardless of what happens, it is your circle. It is the people that care about you and that have good advice. If you just lean on them and you really listen to them and what they're saying to you and block out the noise and don't search for it. That's another thing. People will block out noise, but then go search for it.
Yes.
Somebody told me something, I think you kind of said it to me a long time ago and I heard it again. When you're looking for admiration, you're looking for like, ooh, you know, to feel good, and it's out there, you're inevitably going to find the stuff you don't want.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
So you take the reward, it comes, you go, okay, cool. But you don't go searching for things that make you feel better. This is the algorithms of social media. Everybody likes, ooh, that dopamine hit, boom, boom, boom. And then you get 20 of them, and then you get one thing that's like, you are the worst person on the planet. And all those hits go to zero and below the floor.
Yeah.
So to that point, there are people around us that really care about us, that are really going to give us good advice, that are going to lift us up. We can't avoid controversy. We can't avoid heat. Things happen in our life. Lean on them. When I've been in situations and I've had things that I wasn't comfortable with, I've come to you. OC, tell me about this. Let me know. We've talked it through. And as soon as that conversation was over, I felt completely better. As long as I stayed in that conversation, right?
Yeah.
Because that mattered. The rest of it didn't. So that's what I want everybody to think about, man, because we all have our challenges. We all face our things. That being said, this week, it's going to be great. Got more games. Me and OC will be ready. Check us out, man.
Yeah.
We working hard.
Yeah, we're doing it, man.
We working hard.
We're doing the damn thing,
we working hard,
doing
bro.
The damn thing.
Coming back at you. Watch us, man. It'll be a good game. Jacksonville here for a week. That is cool. Never happened before. Coming in against the hottest quarterback
tough, in the NFL right now.
Josh Allen. He is hot, hot, hot.
Yeah, tough game for Jacksonville.
This is good for Trevor, though.
Yeah.
This is where you become that dude. If you can
go toe to toe.
What?
Yeah. Go toe to toe.
You go toe to toe?
Yeah.
Man, he's already there. He's at the cusp. Can he turn the corner? Go toe to toe with Josh Allen and this Buffalo Bills team. We got something on our hand, man.
Yeah.
Everybody lock in. It's going to be great. Check us out. Subscribe. Listen. All that stuff. The Jason and OC podcast is back at you. Lazy boy.
Yeah.
Uprise.
I'm done with famous people, by the way.
Yeah, you should
just
don't go to Angola. Then,
yeah, you know? I just have one. That's it.
That's it.
No more. Third time's a charm, man. Third time's a charm.